We welcome all of you to join us for the last two lessons for this year. We're so glad you're here, and I'm so glad that we have some good panelists to join me. I'm Doris, and we have...
Brandon. Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. This is Zach.
Right. And, you know, they work on the Advanced magazine. Brandon is one of the editors. And, Brandon, what did you think about when you chose this lesson?
Well, I was thinking about the new year and resolutions. We often talk about resolutions at the end of the year or at the beginning of a new year. And to be honest, though, Doris, I'm not really good at making resolutions, so maybe this article will help me to know how to be better at that.
Well, I hope so, but you know, we're not always very good at keeping resolutions once we do make them. What do you think, Zach?
That's right. I'm pretty good at making resolutions, but following through can be difficult.
And I think a lot of people are like that because we say, I'm going to do this. But after a few times and you don't do it, you say, why bother? Right. But I think it's a good idea because if we don't have goals and we don't have plans, we might even just get worse and worse in our habits. What do you think?
Right. You do have to have a target to go toward. And so that's what is good about a new year. You can kind of start afresh and make some goals. And hopefully, if you don't reach all of them, it's okay. But if you reach two, that's better than none. So I think you have to have the right outlook.
Well, Chinese have it good because they have two New Years, right?
Yes, that's right.
Chinese New Year by the lunar one and the other one. But this is the new year that goes by our calendar, and it will be the year, what, 2018. Can
that's
you believe
right.
that?
I can't. It's really hard to believe.
2018. Sometimes we forget and don't even write it because, you know, we're not used to it yet. Right.
That's right. Yeah, it takes some time to get used to the new year.
I can't believe it's going to be 2018. But a lot of people all over the world are thinking, what am I going to do that's different next year? Don't you think that's what everybody in the whole world is thinking of?
Right. They're kind of looking ahead at the new calendar and asking themselves, okay, what changes can I make from what didn't go well last year that I could maybe improve upon in this next year? And it's always a good time to look ahead and say, all right, well, let's cut this out or let's start that.
Okay, so we're going to discuss this like sometimes, like you said, we don't always make resolutions, but like Zach said, and some of us, sometimes we don't let them last very long. So this article is called The New Year, Make Your Resolutions Last.
That's right, and we're going to be talking about how to make those New Year's resolutions stick. And if you make something stick, of course, if it sticks, it stays. And so oftentimes we make resolutions, but a couple of months down the road, we're not keeping them.
Well, then it says here on page 44, where we're going to start, it says how to be one of those cool kids who make New Year's resolutions stick. Now, this word cool, everybody likes to use it to describe everything now. You know, it could be wonderful, it could be great, but what does this mean here?
Well, it's if you're a cool kid, you're one who people want to be like, maybe copy. And so, you know, everyone wants to be cool. They don't want to seem like, oh, no one likes me. You know, so if you're a cool kid, you are actually following through and meeting those New Year's resolutions and making them work.
Well, and maybe you're not a kid. Maybe you're older even. But even still, if you want to be one person who really makes them stick, you better look this over. So we should start reading. Where are we going to read today, Brandon?
We are on page 44, and we are going to read the first section down through line 14.
The New Year. Make your resolutions last. How to be one of the cool kids who make New Year's resolutions stick. With January 1st within view, thoughts often turn to resolutions. Will this be the year you stop smoking, start swimming, increase vegetable intake, start being grateful, all of the above? Whatever your plan and however bold your intentions, there's always the danger of a slip-up. With that in mind, two University of North Texas faculty members have tips to keep those resolutions strong. Paula Heller Garland is a senior lecturer. Justin Watts, an assistant professor.
Well, January 1st is certainly within view. It's just a couple of days from now.
That's right.
And we do think about what we are going to do in the new year. And we call those resolution. A resolution is just something you decide and make a decision you're going to do, isn't it?
Right. And so they give a few examples. Are you going to try to stop smoking? Or do you want to start exercising, like swimming? Or maybe it's a diet issue. You want to start eating healthier, something like that.
Well, it says here, do you want to increase your vegetable intake? That's just another way to say, are you planning to eat more vegetables?
Right.
Intake means to take it in.
Right, yes, and that's a good one. You know, we think about our diet. I need to eat healthier foods. And so that's a good time of the year right now to think about that and plan ahead for that.
That's true. Well, those things that we just mentioned are things that we can do to make our health better and so forth. But there's another thing that just said down here in line 5. It says, or do you want to start to be more grateful? Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we forget how nice we do have it. We have a place to live, a job, and food. Sometimes we are not grateful.
That's
we
right.
usually think of that at Thanksgiving, but we can think of it at New Year's, too.
That's right, and sometimes we hear stories of people who are in difficult circumstances. You know, just a few months ago, we talked about people in Madagascar who
right.
they don't even have enough water to drink.
Right.
Can you imagine that?
And are you grateful you have water?
Right, so we often take that for granted, but, you know, we can be grateful for small things as well.
So these things that are mentioned here, Zach, don't you think we can be grateful for all of the above, and these are things that a lot of us try to do.
Oh, absolutely, Doris. You know, the modern temptation is always to improve yourself and, you know, strive for something better, but I think also it's just good, like it says in the article, to say, well, what do I already have? And just be grateful and thankful for good health for the past year or...
So that's a good thing you can do on New Year's mm-hmm. Eve is say, be mm-hmm. thankful. Mm-hmm. And even the bad things that happened, you got through them and you're still here. So we can go on, look forward to something new and fresh. The word new is a good word. Something fresh, something new.
Yeah, I think you can do two things at this time of the year. You can reflect on the past year and be grateful, thankful for the good things and some things that you want to work on. Maybe that can be a part of your resolutions, things that you can change for the upcoming year.
That's true.
Absolutely. I like that point about reflecting back in order to be grateful or even to know what changes are that you need to apply.
And do it in a very positive way.
That's right.
Not negative and feel
sorry.
That's right.
You don't want to just, you know, feel overwhelmed by your past, but you can learn from it and move on.
So that's what we talked about the very first paragraph in the article. The second paragraph goes on to say that no matter what you plan to do or what you resolve to do, sometimes these are very bold intentions. I'm going to be stronger, healthier, something. But there is a danger of something happening.
Right. There is a danger of slipping up or just making a mistake, not following through, because there's always a potential of something to go wrong.
That's right.
That's true.
Yeah, there is potential for that. There's danger of that. And so, you know, it says with that in mind, we have these university faculty, they've given us some tips. So we're going to be talking about tips for the new year.
Now, who are the people that are going to give us the tips today?
Yeah, and so our faculty comes from the University of North Texas, both Paula and Justin. And they're both, one is a senior lecturer and the other is an assistant professor.
So they are giving these tips probably for their students and mm-hmm. for all of us. I think it's a good article, don't you?
It is, and I like when they break it down into different tips and you can kind of just read it more easily and digest it more easily. Since we're talking about food a lot of times in the new year, here we're digesting the article as well.
That's true. And so that's the beginning, the introduction here on page 44. But we're going to look at several things. Let's take the first couple of them right now. Let's read on in line 15.
Ask yourself why you're doing this. Start with this. What will I gain from making such a change? Suggests Watts. The answer should be something positive, Heller Garland adds, like improving your health. Set an action plan with realistic and specific goals. Instead of saying, I want to lose weight, or I want to be a better person. Determine ways to make that happen. What does it mean to be a better person for you? Watts asks. Set a few specific, realistic goals that you can obtain, such as becoming involved in a charity a few hours a week, or increasing the number of hours you spend with your children.
So if you have your pencil pen ready there, you might write a number one by the first one. I put that down. What is number one?
Number one is ask yourself why you're doing this. I love this one, Doris, because I want to know the purpose.
Right.
Why am I doing something?
And so I'm going to say, Brandon, you said you're not doing it very much. So I say, why aren't you doing that? So we can
That's
say,
right.
why? Why
yes.
do we do it or why do we not do it?
That's right. Because if you're just doing something just because someone said you should do it, then you're not going
yeah.
to be as motivated.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything to me.
Right. That why question just cuts right to the heart of the matter.
And say, well, I'm going to lose weight. Well, why? Just because I want to look prettier or because it's better for my health? I should
right.
know why.
Are you doing that for someone else or yourself, right?
Right. So you have to ask why you're doing these things. If you don't have enough reason to do it, you probably won't stick with it.
Right. Yeah, you'll probably fall short. I think when you can answer the question why you're doing something, it gives you a little more vision and a little more determination to follow through with that particular resolution.
Right, if it's very positive, like, okay, I want to go on a diet because it improves my health, then I think, okay, I want to be healthy, instead of saying, I want to look better. I might say, oh, I don't care how I look, but I do care how I feel, so yeah. I have to have a good reason, right?
Right, right.
A positive outlook.
Yeah, I think number one is very good. So why are you making the resolutions that you are? If you're writing some down, why do you choose that? What is number two?
Number two is set an action plan with realistic and specific goals.
Oh, boy, there's two good words in here. Of course, action is always good, but realistic and specific,
mm-hmm.
those are two good words that we know, but we don't think about them. What does realistic actually mean?
Realistic in this context, especially something that you can reach. You know, a realistic goal is a goal that you can actually achieve. Sometimes we set the bar too high and we cannot reach that goal. So
right.
set realistic goals.
I might say, I'd like to lose 2 pounds. If I say I want to lose 20 pounds, it's not realistic.
Right. So start off small and
right.
continue.
Mm-hmm. And what does it mean to be specific?
Yeah, try to be specific. So be detailed. Pick a day out of the week where you're going to say, well, on Monday, I can do this. Or on Wednesday, I'm going to plan to do that. So you want to be specific when you're making your goals so you kind of create an accountability for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if you are trying to lose weight, say, well, I hope that the first week I can lose so much instead of saying I'm going to lose 10 pounds.
Right.
That's not very realistic
no,
or specific.
That's right.
Whatever it is you're trying to do. And so you have to think about this ahead of time or otherwise you will not have these resolutions stick. They won't
mm-hmm.
last very long, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people say, oh, I want to be a better person. Well, how are you going to be a better one? Okay. So what does it mean for you to be a better person? That's a good question.
That's right, because if you keep it general, you don't know what to do. But if you say, well, I'm going to try to love people better, and how can I do that? You know, that's not an easy... That sounds very abstract, right? But maybe you... actually write some things out. I'm going to, spend more time with someone or do this or that and be very specific about it.
Right. And also you could say that I'm going to try to not gossip about other people.
Mm-hmm.
When things come up, I'm not going to say something. And I make a goal. Or I say I'm going to be positive. If somebody says something bad, I'm not going to take it in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
I have to decide what that means. Am I going to be a better person? Do I have a positive attitude?
Right. And when you make yourself a plan, you give yourself something to kind of go back to and just gauge and ask yourself, well, how well did I do this week? Or how well did I do this month?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And some people might say, I want to help people. But you better say, well, I'm going to go to the old people's home and read to them, or you just say what you're going to do, not just say, I'm going to help people. How are you going to help people? What are you going to do?
That's right. Be specific, not general.
And some people need to say, I'm going to spend more time with my children, probably men, because sometimes the men are so busy with it, you know, and they come home and they're tired. But fathers have to say, I'm going to play games with my kids. I'm not going to just tell them what they should do. And don't you think they have to decide that?
Right, yeah. I think it's a great point. Have something in mind, and that will almost help you get excited and just kind of build the anticipation for that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got to make it realistic.
You have to be proactive. And so that means you schedule it. Maybe if you want to spend time with your children this week, then you write it down. Which day are you going to do that? Which days are you going to do that? And what are you going to do with them?
Right, and what you're going to say to people, how you act. And there's a lot of things you have to make specific things. When somebody does this, I'm not going to react in a bad way. You have to decide what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good, isn't it?
It's absolutely.
Those first two are good.
Yeah, because helping people or just loving people can't be, like Brandon said, in the abstract. It's got to be concrete.
That's true. So those two are good to start with. But let's take the next couple that are coming up here. Let's look over at the second column now and start in line 3.
Change is a process, not an event. It takes time, and there will be slip-ups, Watts says. Learn from them and keep going. Be vocal about your plans. Let people know about your goals, Heller Garland says. This is where an accountability partner, someone who shares your resolution, is important. Support systems are great, especially if someone is doing the same thing as you, she says. Plan your response to people who may not be supportive. Maybe every time you go to a family gathering, your grandmother offers you a piece of your favorite pie. Let her know you appreciate the gesture and explain you're cutting down on portion size, Watts says. Setting clear boundaries and expectations with family and friends and clearly communicating these is an essential part of the change process, he says.
Well, number 3, change is a process. You know, this is so hard for us to. We want to change immediately. Why can't I change immediately? It's so hard for us to realize that change does not happen overnight.
That's right. We have to give ourselves some grace, some time to figure things out. It is a process, and I can relate to this because you see some problem and you want it to be gone immediately, but it takes time.
That's right. Anything that's really worthwhile, it's going to take time. It's going to take a series of these practical steps that they're talking about, and each step has to be taken, I think, in order for change to occur.
Right. You can't just say, okay, change. Starting Monday, everything is going to be different. Well, that would be nice. But sometimes it doesn't work that fast.
No.
And, you know, I think it's important for us to realize that learning something is a process. Mm-hmm. Some people are working on your English, or you guys are working on your Chinese, and you say, oh, I've been here 2 years, and I can't, you know. But it's a process. You're not going to learn Chinese in one day either.
No, that's right. And it is frustrating at times, right,
yeah,
when you're learning a language.
I've been studying for that many years.
That's right. Yeah. But be thankful for what you already know, and just keep adding to it, and, you know, jiayou.
Well, it talks about here that there will be slip-ups, and they talk about the slip-up before. But there will be times when it just doesn't seem to be working.
Right, and I think the temptation is often to be frustrated and, want to quit or to kind of back off of your goal. But actually, I think it's in those times where you kind of learn the most, just in those difficult situations or when you face a problem. That's when the real change, I think, occurs.
You know, sometimes you'll see somebody you haven't seen for a long time. You say, oh, you seem so different now. They don't realize it because they've been changing gradually, you know. But people will notice it. But it takes time. They're not going to notice it overnight.
That's right. Yeah.
So we can work on certain things, but give yourself time. And if you usually you can be pretty positive, but sometimes you are not, then say, okay, I slipped up, but I'm going to still try. Don't say, I give up, I can't do it.
Yeah, that's an important point, Doris. Yeah. Sometimes we don't meet our goal, our expectations.
Often
and,
we don't.
Yeah. Right, and then we want to give up, but you can't do that. You just have to keep going, keep trying.
So number three is change is a process. What's number four?
Number four is be vocal about your plans. So being vocal is to express it with your voice, to tell someone and say, hey, this is my goal. Can you help me?
Well, you know, sometimes, like, for instance, if I wanted to lose weight, which is, we always try to lose weight and we get too fat or something, and then if I don't tell anybody, and then I'm eating a piece of cake or something, then you're like, I thought you were on a diet. So if I don't tell you, you don't know I'm on a diet? So I don't want to tell. But I better tell you, because if you know I'm on a diet, you say, oh, Doris, I didn't know you could eat cake. So we have to remember. Sometimes, you know, we have to be vocal, say, hey, by the way, don't tempt me with any candy bars today.
Yeah, and I think when you vocalize something, it makes it stick more in your heart as well, because you're putting it out there. There's something powerful about words, and when you're saying it, it becomes more real to you.
And it is good to have some accountability people. Now, it could be your husband or wife or your mom or your dad or your best friend. But you say, well, I'm going to try not to smoke. So if you see me wanting to get a cigarette, please stop me. You know, you have to have somebody help you sometimes.
That's right.
And then they would know that when you're doing it, say, I thought you were not smoking anymore. Yeah. So you have to be accountable to other people. Otherwise, you'll say, oh, forget it.
Right. Don't try to do it all by yourself. Get a friend to help you. But it will not work, though, if you get someone who doesn't actually follow through with their end, right? They have to actually keep you accountable.
Well, that's what they're talking about. These support systems, they're good, but especially if they're doing the same thing. Let's say that we're both going on a diet. Then we'll say, oh, boy, let's not do that, and we can help each other.
That's
but
right.
If you're sitting there eating a big ice cream sundae and say, well, you better not eat it, that's not going to help me.
Right, or maybe you want to exercise. You get someone to do it with you.
Yeah,
that helps a lot.
Let's go biking together.
Right, yeah.
Right. You know, I love the point about accountability partners. You know, when it says change, I would add change is a process together. It's
That's
together.
Right.
You have to have people, and remember that the journey of to change happens together.
That's right.
Well, you know, line 17 is kind of hard to do, though. Here it says to be responsive to people who may not be supportive. What that really means is maybe you don't think I'm doing a very good job, and you say, how come you did that? And then how can I say, oh, what's none of your business? Or, you know, how do I act to you? Or do I just say, well, I'm trying? Depends on my attitude. And if you don't understand me, how can I, you know, have you be supportive back to you? Sometimes we don't know how to treat people who don't understand us. We have to be patient with them and not let it bother us.
Right, but I like how it says plan your response. So you're thinking ahead of time of these situations, and they arise, they're negative possibly, and you can respond in a kind way and in a way that helps them know how to take, you know, the issue and how to maybe respond in the future.
You'll notice see several things about diets in this article, because a lot of people have that problem.
Yeah.
Americans are getting fatter and people all over the world.
And it's a common thing to talk about at the beginning of the year,
it is,
resolutions.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially when you've been eating a lot at Christmas or something, or Chinese New Year dinners are coming up, you know. But you can't say, well, I'm not going to eat anything like that. You can just tell your mother or your grandmother, well, I'm trying to cut down a little bit. Could I just have a smaller piece? And then you're not offending them, and they made it just for you. So you say, I'm not eating any of it. That might not be good. What do you think?
Well, that sounds like a very realistic goal and being very specific. So, yeah, applying step number two.
So you have to maybe explain or just tell people, just I'll have a little bit this time. But, you know, try not to get into a situation where you have to go off your diet.
That's right. And you can decline in a kind way. It says let her know you appreciate the gesture. And so you say thank you for doing that, but right now I'm not eating so much of that, right?
That's not easy sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, and then it says in line 25, we have to set clear boundaries and expectations with our family and friends. If we don't tell them, they say, didn't you like my pie? Well, yeah, I like it. But, you know, you have to let them know why.
Right. And boundaries is very important in life in general. You know, if we don't set boundaries and we say yes to things we shouldn't and so forth. And then expectations. Oftentimes we set such high expectations for ourselves and we can't reach them and we're disappointed. So we need to reevaluate that.
So we set the boundaries, but we also communicate with other people that are around us what we're trying to do. This is a very important part of the change. They call it essential. And when something is essential, it's needed.
Right. Mm. It's a very, very necessary part. In order to make this really happen, it's important. It's essential to the process of change.
So I think that these were very good points. Let's just review them. What's the first one that we have to remember to do?
The first thing is ask yourself why you're doing this.
That's good. And number two?
Number two is set an action plan with realistic and specific goals.
And number three is remember, it's going to take time. Change is a process. And number four?
Don't forget to be vocal about what it is you're planning to do.
Let other people know.
Right.
Well, we're going to stop there because we got at the end of today's lesson, but we're going to continue it tomorrow. And I hope it will be helpful for all of us, including us who are teaching it.
That's right.
And those of you who are listening. Mm-hmm. And whether you're young or whether you're old, it's good for everybody. So think about the new year with excitement and be ready for it. So be ready to come back tomorrow. See you then.
Goodbye. Bye.